KMCH HD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe. Hey, good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul. It is the third Wednesday of the month, which means we have Nancy Rudy here today. Hey, Nance.
Hey, how are you?
Good. And Nancy is our in-house astrologer. She can be found on the web at universalsky.com. For anybody who is calling in, and I know lots of people have questions because this has been, you know, as much as you said it was going to be a nice, gentle, well, you didn't really say that. I was just sort of reinterpreting what you were saying. It was going to be a nice, gentle time. I know a lot of people have been going through a lot of different things. So we're here for you. And give us a call. Get in queue now so that we don't have to wait till the end of the show and not able to offer any type of guidance. So get in queue now. 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. If you're going to come in on instant feedback, just be really clear about what it is you're asking. Plus, because we have Nancy, who's our in-house astrologer, add in your date of birth. She focuses on the energy and vibration of your date of birth to assist you with the guidance she offers. All right. So, okay. So we had the last eclipse, and some people kind of breeze through it. And I've been finding that, you know, there's a lot of things sort of coming up. I haven't been necessarily attached to them. Like, it hasn't been that I've been going through necessarily a difficult period. I have been noticing some things that came up. One big thing came up that I did some work around on Monday that I didn't really know was there, but it was a big thing that I had to work on. So about letting go, certainly a blessing. But, you know, I think there's a lot of people sort of there's a lot of things kind of going on. Like, some people are, you know, depending on their age and stuff, they've been freaking out. So we're the 15th. We've got something coming up on the 20th, and then in 10 days we have another eclipse, which is a lunar eclipse, which means it's going to be a little bit more intense. All right. Yeah. So tell us what you got going.
Okay. So, well, actually, I'm right now in this period of just calm for me in the last couple days. But yeah, the last eclipse that transpired, it was really about, you know, eclipses always bring a sense of intensity because we're acknowledging what we need to let go of and what we need to clear. And with the last set of eclipses being in Scorpio Taurus, that's really all about attachment and letting go. So huge detachment learning, right? Where we need to detach from the things that no longer serve us. And I think with the solar eclipse in Taurus, it was more gentle than the lunar eclipse in Scorpio. So that's where I was getting it was a little softer or not as intense as the lunar eclipse in Scorpio. However, there's still that lesson of non-attachment that we had to learn. And the more attached you are to whatever it is you're learning, the more difficult it was to let go. And that's where the intensity or the difficulty came from. However, what we're letting go of is a blessing. So, and the more we let go, the more we're inviting that blessing into our lives. So for me, I didn't, you know, I recognized things that I needed to let go of, but didn't really have any hard lessons around the letting go. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So it was this point of just kind of observing and accepting where you needed to make changes.
Right.
So it was more of an acceptance energy. And again, the more resistance you have to that acceptance, the harder it is to accept it. And I think what we're feeling now is the Uranus square Pluto aspect that we're approaching. And I'm not feeling it yet. However, like, I'm not saying I'm exempt from it either, because I'm sure it'll be coming, you know, for me as well as for everybody else. But the dynamic with this Uranus square Pluto, which remember is a, it's a 7-hit vibration. It started back June 24th, 2012, and it finishes March 16th, 2015. As we approach these direct hits, so the next direct hit is May 20th, 2013. As we approach
our holiday.
These direct hits, yes, we feel that intensity. It is our holiday, isn't it?
It's our holiday, not the States. The States is the next weekend, but this is our Canadian holiday, our first one. First summer official type summer holiday, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. So while trying to understand this vibration, it's really about learning to control the power in our own life, not in the lives of others. We live in a society where we try to control everybody else's environment on some level. You know, we as a parent we're taught to control the environment of our children so that they shape themselves to the individual that we desire them to be. You know, the school tries to control them as well to try and shape them into an acceptable society. All of our most intense emotional attachments are challenged with this aspect as well. And for people who are, I don't want to say less evolved, but maybe less aware, there's a fear of loss coming in. So as we're dealing with these eclipses, which are telling us to let go and they're challenging our attachments, we're also having this aspect that says you need to let go of your emotional attachments. So it's not speaking of the physical attachments like the Taurus new moon or solar eclipse. It's speaking to the emotional component of our level of attachment. So instantly what happens is the moment we're challenged emotionally with our attachments, we automatically flip that into a fear of loss. Okay, so our mind goes to that point of, I'm going to lose something, right? And we start focusing emotionally on that fear of loss. Instead of trying to understand what our mind is doing, and it's really about getting to the depth of the unconscious mind to understand the attraction process or the why am I attracting this vibration. So because the goal of this aspect is to sweep away old structures and old ways of being that no longer support, you know, the new humanity, the new society that we're building, the new evolution of man. Because old structures don't support it. They don't support the light being's way. Okay? Because a lot of the old structure is focused on control and darker energy, greed, etc. So. Is that making sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So this particular Uranus square Pluto brings in a vibration of exploring the cosmic order. And that's really about, you know, you can give it a nice spiritual existence by saying we need to understand our karmic influences on a deep unconscious level and how our karmic patterning is coming out to play. Or you can say you just need to understand what's going on in your unconscious mind and why you keep repeating the same patterns in life and figure out how to break that cycle, because it's really about breaking the cycle, okay? But it's not going to happen with this one hit. There's still more hits to come. November 11th, I think, is the next one.
Really?
November 1st, sorry. I thought the date was off. November the 1st, 2013, we have another hit. Then, of course, April 21st, 2014, December 15th, 2014, and the last hit, it is March 16th, 2015. So we continue to integrate the lesson that we have started learning back in 2012, when the first two hits were.
Right. Yeah. yeah, well, you know, it is what it is, right? So...
Yep. And it's really on the mind and the perception component. So it's about understanding your thought process, understanding what's going on in your unconscious mind, and then choosing a different thought process and choosing a different behavior associated to your new thought process. Because it's both about the behavior and the thought, you know, and then that brings us to the May 25th eclipse.
Yes.
Which takes place in the sign of Sagittarius. And it's interesting because that particular eclipse is all about identifying with your unconscious mind or patterns so that one can alter their perception to seeing and being more clear. So it sounds nice, but here's where, again, we're flipping old behaviors in the moment and recognizing the power of choice in that moment.
Right.
And I had my own little personal experience around that one. Yesterday. So I don't know when we're due to go for break.
We got a couple more minutes, so why don't we go for it?
Yeah, so what happened was I'm all excited. I'm feeling better from my, you know, little thyroid imbalance thing that I've been living with. And sure. I'm like, okay, time to get back to me and go to yoga. And I'm fully energized. And, you know, I'm not 5 feet from my door when I step on a stone the wrong way and I twisted my ankle and fell on the ground, scraped my other knee. And I've got like this huge bump on my knee from the fall. And in that moment, I just got really, really angry and went, What's going on? Like, why is this happening to me? Right. And I went into this, what did I do to get punished this way? Like after months of being ill and then finally getting better and then twisting my ankle. So now I'm being like held back from the yoga experience again. You know, and I had my little cry and then I stopped crying and realized, okay, do I want to go to yoga? How does my ankle feel? And I went and I started moving it. And I'm like, okay, so it's not broken. It can move. It hurts a little bit, but it's not too bad. Let me see if I can walk on it. So I took a couple steps and then I'm like, okay, I have two choices. I can either turn around and go into the house and continue to cry and be the victim, or I can tap into that vibration of feeling better. Cause you know, even though I tripped and fell and hurt myself, I'm still feeling better and I really want to go to yoga. And as long as the time is okay, I can still make it to yoga. So what I did was I chose to move forward instead of going backwards into victim consciousness. And I moved forward and hopped in my vehicle. And I'm like, wow, in that whole, that was only 5 minutes that it took me to make that decision. From when I left the house to trip and fall, had my little cry and my scream, then went, flipped it instantly right into, let's take this to a point of thought. Let's get out of the emotional experience and go into the mind and say, what are my options? What are my choices? And in that moment, I chose to move forward. The emotion stopped completely. So I stopped crying. I'm like, wipe the tears. That's the victim, right? I got in the car and I'm like, wow, only 5 minutes have passed. I can still make it to yoga class. So I went and I went to yoga class and I had one of the best classes that I've had in a long time.
Cool.
So that's how you flip it.
Yeah. Very good. All right, we're going to go to our first break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Aruda from Universal Sky. You can find out more information if you go to universalsky.com. If you have some questions, we're starting to get some people calling in and instant feedback. So if you have some questions you want to get in queue, call in now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, or come in instant feedback. Come in an instant feedback, be really clear about what it is that you're wanting to know, and add in your date of birth. All right, we're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
NewSkyRadio.com.
All the colors of your heart, all the wisdom.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
And welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Nancy Rita from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul. And we've been talking about all the stuff that's kind of coming up in the Universal Sky, which is kind of Nancy's thing. All right. So we've got some callers and some instant feedbacks. Look, why don't we take the first caller, which is Esther. Hello, Esther, again.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You know what? I'm doing a lot better. I'm really, really, really tuned in to the universe. And I just wanted to ask a question and see if I make sure that, you know, I'm on the right path. And I like what you said about, you know, how you went to yoga class. But I'm on the same, something happened. I applied for a job, a big company up here, and they liked me. I did about 3 interviews, and then they said they'd get back to me. But the real job that I wanted is the radio job, which I did apply for, but I'm still waiting for a call back. But when they called me back today, they said I didn't get that one, but they...
Oh, I think we lost her. Okay, so I think we got enough that if she's listening, we can definitely answer what's going on. Okay, so it sounded like she didn't get the job that she'd gotten 3 interviews for, but that they were offering her something else. So I don't know if that was one in radio or not. If she calls back, you can just get her in. Okay, so Esther, what I'm picking up is that you are definitely shifting your energy. I mean, usually at the times you call us, you're so pumped and feeling good about yourself. I am picking up, you know, there's some things that are sort of bugging at you. I think that would be the term. It's like there's some things that you need to find some more discipline at, but there's things that are just sort of racking at your brain, racking at your mind, going over and over and over. So it's kind of the ego, when the ego starts to think about something and you just can't get rid of that thought. So there's some things there that are going over and over and over in your head. And it is causing you sleepless nights. It's causing you to stress a wee bit about, you know, the future and what's happening. Basically what I'm getting is, you know, try and let your emotions, try and find a way to sort of soften your emotions, to find a way to find a little bit more balance and peace in your life, and not, not this overactive mind. It's like your mind is kind of taken over too much. There's too much ego, too much thoughts, too many things that are going on around you, and it creates a lot of tension around you. So the energy, you get really pumped on it sometimes, but it's an energy that's very sporadic. It's not something that's calming and that's going to move you towards where you're wanting to go. What I'm getting is as in always, it's about a choice. So look at your life and choose from the different areas where you want to, you know, come from a place of love versus where you're coming from a place of fear. And just really get that focus. Really understand, you know, what your motivation is. It's usually to find this inner happiness within you, not something that's outside of you. So yes, you want a job because you want the money, but it's really because you want this inner happiness. So it's like focus on the inner happiness first. Focus on bringing and doing things in your life that are going to bring you more love versus fear. I do get there's, you know, things are going to move for you. I do get there's the big wish coming for you. And I do get, you know, this is really about waking you up and preparing you for something big. So that's what I'm picking up, Nance.
Yeah, I get similar. I think the energy you were talking about earlier, Lori, is that fire and air component, all that excessive enthusiasm that's expanding and growing and growing. But sometimes it goes out of control. Right. so that it's not serving, because there's that lack of grounding energy that you need to bring in. So like for Esther, what I would suggest is always make sure you're grounded, so that when you do get excited and you focus on this positive energy, you're channeling that back into the earth and just not outwards, and having it drain you at the end. It's interesting because the message that I got is sometimes you have to go backwards in order to move forwards. And going backwards isn't about going all the way back, but it's just taking a couple of steps back in order to move forward. So when you said you had called and got a job, although it wasn't the job that you wanted, you may view the job that you received as something in a lesser position or, you know, but it's about building your way up. So I get too that you're working towards making your dream a reality, getting that job that you truly do desire, but you have to start at a lesser level and then work your way up. And that's how I'm seeing the vibration.
Okay, hope that helps, Esther. Hope you were listening. I'm sure you will listen over to here if you didn't get it. But you could send us some feedback and let us know that you got the message. All right, so we have an instant feedback right before. I will again say, get in queue now. You can give us a call right now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685 to get your guidance from both Nancy and I, or send an instant feedback. Instant feedback, just be really clear about what it is that you're wanting and add in your date of birth, because Nancy's working with the energy of your dates of birth. All right, so I'm going to apologize if I pronounce your name wrong. I'm going to say it's Elena from the way it's spelt. She's trying to get a job position working with children, specifically with special needs. She just graduated with a BA in psychology, but it's been a difficult process because she's in her later 30s and she feels she's competing with the younger generation. And just wondering if there's more that she needs to do to get herself noticed and what's coming for her. So doing is never the thing that we will suggest for you, Elena. I would say, you know, get into the state of being that you want to be and allow that to be what gravitates you forward to getting everything that you're wanting. You're worrying too much. You're worrying about the competition. You're worrying that you're, you know, too old to be going into this. And I think you second guessed yourself for a long time before you actually went into getting your degree. And, you know, you did everything right. This is what you're supposed to be doing. So let go of the fears of, you know, thinking that you have to compete with a younger generation. You know, a lot of times they want to have somebody that has some qualifications, and they want to have somebody who has some experience, but you have life experience. So I don't think you're going to have a problem. It's just part of it is your own fears around this. I get that, you know, you've created a lovely connection, and this is what you're supposed to be doing for sure. It's just about you allowing things to happen. Stop trying to control them. I know fear gets in the way, specifically when we want to, you know, you've got looming debts ahead of you and you need to get a job so you can start paying them off, that kind of stuff. And to obviously support yourself and your family. So it's kind of like that is where your fears are being. And I'm just going to ask you that you shift that so that it's not really focused on so much, you know, thinking that the younger kids have an advantage over you or that, you know, you have to compete with them. Really shift it over and find that self-love. Find that piece that really pushed you to actually go to school later in life to get your BA in psychology. Find that person that is excited about working with special needs kids and, you know, build on that passion. And, you know, if you have to for a little while, you know, maybe do some more volunteer work in an area or a place that you actually want to work at and see how that works for you. But I'm just getting that it's really about you kind of getting caught up in worrying about the competition, getting caught up in thinking you're too old, and that, you know, wondering whether this was a good idea for you, and just, you know, have more fun, open yourself up, and remember that passionate piece of you that was the reason you went into this in the first place, and bring that passion back so that is something that is really pushing you forward. And what we'll do is Nancy will answer the rest of it when we come back from our next break. We're going to go to break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul. Where if you have some questions, you want some guidance, this is the time to call because the phone lines are open. So give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in and instant feedback. And again, be really clear about what it is you want and add in your date of birth. All right, we're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
This is where the mind meets the soul. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Hold on, hold on. Hey, tomorrow, people, where is the best? Tomorrow, people, how long will you last? Tomorrow, people, where is the best?
The sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today we have Nancy Arruda. Nancy's with us every first and third Wednesday of the month. And so you can always connect in with us then. Nancy can be found on the web at universalsky.com. She's our in-house astrology. If you've ever had a reading or if you want to get an astrological chart, Nancy's probably one of the best people I know to go to. She does very interesting work, and she does offer a discount for any Sky listeners. So just mention that you're with Sky. Go to her website, universalsky.com, and let her know that you've been listening to her shows, and she'll give you a discount. All right, so we were assisting Elena.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, and Elena is freshly out of school, I believe, and wants to work with
special needs.
And the energy that I get with Elena is very interesting in the sense that she has a very analytical mindset, the ability to see absolutely everything that is wrong around her. She's got Sun in Virgo, Mercury in Virgo, and Mars in Virgo. So there's this overemphasis of, here's a problem, here's a problem, here's a problem, here's a problem, and really, really good at noticing all the problems. The key is don't get stuck in the problem. Focus 2% or 5% of your energy on the problem, 95% on the solution. So look for the solution. If the problem is you're competing with a younger generation, then the solution is let go of that problem. Okay, so I agree with Lori in the sense that you really need to flip your mindset and how you use the power of your mind. You have a very, very strong mind, a very strong thought process. And if you're stuck in a specific problem, you will not ever find a solution. You'll keep recreating that problem. So step out of the mind. Okay, and into the heart, and focus on belief. You really need to believe in your ability. You're in a life cycle right now where evolution, which is the cycle that you're going through, is influencing your reality. So you're looking at age and mortality and how your body's changing and everything's changing based on the age that you're at. And you're allowing that to influence anything new that you want to start, when you should actually realize that you have an added gift from all these younger people. And like Lori said, that is the gift of age. Because with age comes wisdom. No wisdom that education can buy. Because education can't buy wisdom. It buys information. So really apply the wisdom that you have. Let go of the childish fear of I'm not good enough. Because that's what's stopping you from landing a position that your heart is in. And have more fun with it. Be more carefree. Open your mind, open your heart, and have fun. And when you're in that place of fun or love energy, then you'll manifest the perfect job. And yes, you'll have to start at the bottom as well and work your way up, but you could probably work your way up quicker than anybody who's younger than you. So that's how I see it.
That's good. I like that. All right. If you have any questions, this would be a great time to call. The lines are open, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on the instant feedback on newskyradio.com and send us a message there. And be really clear about what it is you're wanting, and also add in your date of birth. Okay. So we have another instant feedback, and it's Shelley from Brooklyn. I don't know, I have a feeling that I've spoken with Shelley before. But anyway, okay. So Shelley has run into a poet who always asks for a quick reading when she sees her. Monday she told me about her problems. She was listening, did give advice, but kept stepping away because she felt she was draining her physically. So a little bit of a psychic vampire. I feel like she's attached some of herself to her left hip. She's doing much to cut the cords, and just wondering if, you know, her hip is now starting to tingle. I'm wondering if she's cleared all the energy. I'm going to say if it's tingling, there's still a bit of stuff there. I would say, to anybody who feels they've gotten a cord caught, cord attached to them, to call on Archangel Michael, ask him to bring up his sword of light, and to go around your body 7 times. So definitely have them go around your hip to see if there's anything there, but to go around your body at different areas to see if there's anything else attached as well. It's, you know, psychic vampires are a little bit of a dilemma for a lot of people, because we kind of need to learn how to protect ourselves and to not, and usually it's people that give way too much. So it's usually people that are very much caregivers that tend to not be so aware that they're being drained or that there's things getting attached to them, because we want to help. We think that we can assist. We want to help. We do things to try and help, and then we find out that there's problems later. So I would just, you know, go into meditation. This is a karmic connection that you have with this woman. And just, again, ask for guidance, assistance. You can ask for 100,000 angels to come down and assist you with this. But Archangel Michael is the best one to use as sort of light to clear away any type of cording. And so I would ask for that. And things will get clear. But my thing is, you know, get into real, real quiet. And take some time. Nancy, are you picking up anything?
Yes. And what I'm getting is more for Shelley versus the, right. You know, it's around the interaction component. And it's really about what is your need to always give this person information? So you really need to look at the dynamic between how you constantly give to this individual and what are you receiving in exchange for what you're giving? Because if you're not receiving an exchange, that's where the drain is coming from. I know a part of you feels as though it's like you need to be honoring or giving this individual readings. But I got to ask, are you charging for it? Because I'm not seeing an energy exchange taking place or a fair energy exchange for what you're giving. And I think that's where the drain is coming from. So yes, I get you are on path in terms of, you know, being on path and creating the space and opening up your intuition. It's really around you need to change how you're giving and what you're receiving for that giving. And so there's some clearing that needs to be happening around that for you. So changing your perspective on what you're giving and why you're giving it. So if you think you're giving it just to expand your experience, you're cutting yourself short. You need to have a fair exchange for what you're giving out, because right now it's not a fair exchange. So I don't know if that makes sense to Shelley, but I hope that helps.
I think it feels right to me for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an unfair exchange of energy. And only Shelley can set that boundary and that perception on what is a fair exchange, right? So whether it's, you know, if she's charging, cut your time shorter or increase your rate in terms of if the person requires that much energy where you're being left drained, then you need that equal amount of energy back. And sometimes that comes through, you know, your rate or, you know, some other form of an exchange. But right now it's not a fair exchange. It's an obligation. And that's where, like, she's feeling obligated or that she can't stop the reading in time. And that's what's causing the drain, where she's already been told the message to stop and she continues to keep going.
Right. All right. Well, there you go, Shelley. Try and set some more boundaries. I know it's sometimes hard when it's somebody that you know, when it's a friend or whatever, but for your own health and well-being. Mm-hmm. That's what you need to do.
Yeah.
All right.
And it's, you know, it's not necessarily an easy lesson to learn.
Oh, no.
In life, anywhere. Like, this is beyond just the reading component, right?
It's a big spiritual lesson for a lot of people.
That's right.
Especially if you're in the field of offering assistance and guidance and any type of spiritual work. We often have a lot of problems with what we want to ask for in exchange.
Yep.
Yeah.
And even in the creative field, like I know a lot of artists go through this, or people in the service industry that it's their passion to just serve, right? They just love what they're doing. And there's this, you know, this tendency to forget that they need to replenish their own energy reserves through the exchange. You know, money is simply energy. That's all it is. It's an energetic exchange. And, you know, so whether, you know, we get exhausted because we need more sleep, which is an energy kind of like tapping back into that reserve, or because we're not charging enough money, all of that drains us. So,
yeah.
Something to think about.
Something to think about for sure. It is interesting. We have to be aware and look at all of these areas. The more conscious we are of it, and especially, well, for any, you know, even if this isn't what you're doing for, you know, your so-called work, it's still something you're offering. But so many people have so much problem with, you know, putting a price on it. And then you'll always have those people that say, well, Jesus didn't charge anything. And then you get this, the guilt trip of, you know, are we supposed to be doing things for free and offering, you know, things for free? So it becomes a whole little thing that kind of happens to all of us. So, just be aware of it. We're going to go to our last break. If you have any questions, got to call us now. 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or quickly send us an instant feedback. Include the question that you're wanting guidance on. Be really clear about it. And also add in your date of birth. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky, Laura Houston from Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Coming up Tuesday on New Sky Radio at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, it's Sound Effects. Explore the effects of sound on the body and environment with sound therapist Doreen Davis. Coming up at 2 p.m. Eastern, it's Radio to Thrive By with the Dr. Pat Radio Show. At 3 p.m. Eastern, join Laura Lee in the Spirit Salon. Coming up at 4 p.m. Eastern, it's the Colette Baron Reed Show. Join Colette for her fun, fast-paced show all about you. Be sure to call in early. The phones are hot. Coming up at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, explore your career options with career coach Caroline. At 6 p.m. Eastern, tap into your moment of change with Sherry Gaba and Kathleen O'Connor. Shay Parker introduces us all to today's top metaphysical specialists on Metaphysical Minds at 7 p.m. Shay, the best of the best American psychics, take to the air at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. At 9 p.m. Eastern, grab your psychic cup of coffee with Kelly Sutliff. Step into the enchanted world of Monty Farber at 10 p.m. Eastern. And at 11 p.m., it's the Zodiac Girls. So sexy, so cool. Tonight on New Sky Radio. For more on these shows and all New Sky Radio shows, check out newskyradio.com/show. New Sky Radio and radio.com. Powered by CBS Radio.
Tomorrow, people, how long did you last 10 years? Tomorrow, people, where is your best? past, you don't know your future. Every morning, you don't know your past, you won't know your future. Every minute, you don't know your past, you don't know your future. Come on, you don't know your past, you don't know your future. Hey, how many people did that one get? How many nations did that one catch? Yeah.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today we have Nancy Arruda. Nancy will be back with us. Boy, it's going to be June. That sounds like, feels like it's so far away.
Doesn't it?
It feels like it's really far away. So you will be back with us on
15
June
5th. Days. 20 days.
Yeah, you're not here till the 5th because there's two more Wednesdays. So.
Wow.
In yeah. Two more Wednesdays and two more Fridays. Oh, yeah. Three more Fridays. Anyway, okay, I digress. So you'll be back on June 5th. All right, so we have, I guess we'll say it's an instant feedback. We have somebody who is having some surgery done next month, and we're just going to offer some guidance for this. Okay, so I know that this is something that you've been wanting to do, and you're sort of, I don't know, it says that you're rushing into it. That doesn't mean that you're not doing the right thing. It just means that, you know, you're kind of rushing aggressively to make sure it gets done. I see new beginnings happening. I definitely, everything will be, you know, everything looks nice and clean and clear. It will actually help you, with a few things with regards to, looks like your relationship with your husband will strengthen, and I don't know why that would happen as a result of this, but it also looks like more income coming. So things, it's like once this happens, I guess it's like an old piece of your life sort of leaving and moving into a new area. So then as you move into this new area, things start shifting for you. So it looks really positive. And then this just the only one... reservation is, you know, don't worry about the past. Don't worry about looking back. Don't worry about, you know, the pettiness that other things have sort of caused. Just, you know, kind of open up and receive all the good things that are coming. So it's like it takes you to a new area in your life, and that area allows a lot of good things to happen for you. So just allow that to move forward. Nancy?
Yeah, it's interesting because I get like after the healing is done, there's this huge manifestation process.
Yeah, that's what I got.
It's like boom, 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 boom. The difficulty, I think, is the healing journey and being in that moment of healing. I don't think it's a long healing journey. It's just being in that moment, having to rest, a total shutdown of energy. So sleep. You know, is required on a very large level, and inactivity is also required on a large level, which I think is the difficult component. And there's this, and I think in terms of where you were talking about the relationship, that's the dependency factor. You're going to be more dependent on other people while you're healing. And so I think your relationship is, you're going to see your spouse step up to the plate and kind of take over that nurturing role, even though there may be a little bit of resistance because they may not be completely familiar with the nurturing role. They still do it based on, you know, they have to do it. So, you require that. In terms of your healing journey, what I really want you to focus on is how spirit's going to be healing you. Okay. So, you know, through your healing process, just keep visualizing spiritual energy surrounding you and assisting you with that healing process. Because I do get that there's this whole team of healers coming in to assist you through the process to make it as easy and as graceful as possible. There's also going to be some emotional detachment that transpires during that time. And that's just kind of getting used to the new you. So you're kind of like letting go of these old layers or perceptions or behaviors of the old you so that you can embrace this new, complete, manifested way of being. So I hope that helps.
I hope so too. All right. We got some feedback from one Elena who said, yes, we got her name right. Thanks for the feedback. And Nancy, you were right on. She's very analytical. Her mind is constantly thinking. She's working on shifting the worry, hopes to find something soon that will help her grow in the field. And we also got feedback from Raul, who hasn't called in for a while, but just wants to say that this is another great show and wanted to thank us for a previous reading that we gave him, I'm going to say, at least a month ago, and that it was really helpful. All right.
Yeah, that was Sorry.
Yeah, no. It was a while ago, yeah. Sure.
It was. I'm like, Raul, that's been a while.
Yeah.
Thank you, Raul.
Yeah.
It's always good to get feedback.
Always good. We appreciate it, yes. Especially if you call in on instant feedback and we don't get to talk to you. Yeah.
Yeah, because we're, you know, even though we have a date of birth and, you know, we're going based on the energy that we receive on your questionings, we still have no clue. As you know, we go with what we get kind of thing. So there's no confirmation, for us to say, yes, you're in alignment or you're totally off. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yep. Yep. Okay. So, all right. So this has been, we won't be able to take anybody else's questions, but, this has been a good one. So, all right. So we got a little bit of tension. Well, no, I guess for the next 10 days, we have the possibility of working through some bigger things, letting go of emotional attachment and letting go of physical things. Was that what the bottom line message was?
Bottom line is let go of fear. And I think really open up your mind and, you know, go into meditation and figure out what's going on in your unconscious mind. Analyze your dreams when you wake up. I know there's quite a bit of dream activity taking place. So like, you know, try and understand as much as possible into your own past patternings and what's triggering these vibrations of fear. And what somebody had told me once, which really resonated, depression is worrying about the past and anxiety is worrying about the future. Mm. Mm-hmm. So take a look at where your fear factor is falling in terms of, is it making you depressed or are you getting over anxious? Right? Because then you can at least judge on, is this something in the past that you just totally need to let go of? Or are you projecting way too much energy into the future that you're not in control of?
Hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, a great show. Thank you, Nancy. We will see you again. I can't believe it's June 5th, but okay, it is.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Ruta. Check out her website. She's got lots of information, universalsky.com. I'm Lori Houston from intuitivesoul.com. You've been listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.